This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Jay, we got Jay Moore, we have you. For a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. And interesting baseball on both sides of town yesterday, Cap.
First of all, how's your voice? 24-20, Northwestern loses to UIC. You called the winning side.
Indeed, I did.
You okay?
You hear how smooth it is. You know, that sound fine. You've been listening to the open?
Fine. I have. Restaurant quality
as usual.
You got 3 hours in there because you called a lot of baseball yesterday.
We'll talk about it. There's a lot I got to ask you about as far as Evanston, Illinois. But nonetheless, what we saw yesterday was interesting on both sides of town with the Cubs and the White Sox.
As Jerry Reinsdorf would say, how do the Cubs do? Hey, yeah, we did. We're going to the playoffs. I'm in. What a comeback. Second biggest comeback in over 100 years. Oh, baby, I'm hearing rumors Shohei's got a little monitor he keeps in his locker, and it's got a live stream of Wrigleyville. That's where I'm going. Here we go. Hoodie. 7-0 down, top of the second. I'm watching the game. Uh-huh. We're at dinner. Had a nice Mexican meal in Logan Square. Got the phone going with the game. The greatest. And I'm like, son of a... 7-0! Hayden Wisniewski was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
No command. Getting rocked. And here come the Cubbies. Jed Hoyer's up in the booth. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to see what I can help you guys here. Jed Hoyer's in the booth. We get a Mancini home run. It's 7-1. It's 7-3. And Nelson Velasquez, who was just recalled from the minors, off to a good start at AAA, albeit AAA. Nelson Velasquez is in the box, and Wrigley looks like a playoff game. Jay Moore and I are watching the replay again. Everyone is standing. Standing! Base is loaded. Take it away, Boog.
One. In the air! Left field! And the Cubs lead! Oh, baby!
Excitement from Boog.
And game two of the National League Championship Series goes to the Cubs! Dude, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a good Mariners team. Chris Flexen's a good pitcher, and we beat his ass. Go for the series sweep today, this afternoon. I got baseball to watch on both screens, Sox, Cubs. Oh, man, that was awesome last night on the north side.
It's interesting because at Old Crow Smokehouse, with perspective, we were talking about the Cubs and where we thought the Cubs would end at the end of the season. You said, well, no, this is about, what, 80-win ball club?
I said 82 and 80, 83 and 79.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that area,
yes.
Right? You're on your way, but to the playoffs, you're not. 6-4, and you're already, you're in. You had him as a non-playoff team just a few weeks ago. Now, in the playoffs? I just want to make sure I have the story straight. Non-playoff team on opening day. Playoff team today. Is that what you're telling us?
Hoodie, when I see that crowd rises one when the ball jumps off Velasquez's bat, they're all standing. And all of a sudden, there go all the arms up. Uh-huh. They know it's gone.
Uh-huh.
And we've come all the way back. Dude, I yelled in the restaurant. People were like, it was a small little place. Uh-huh. Me Toscana something. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And
Juan Toscano-Anderson. Is that the place you were last night?
No, not the NBA player.
Okay.
No. And I went, yes! Grand Slam! Oh, sorry. I got so excited. So excited. We won going away.
Uh-huh.
14-9. Bullpen was good. Kept adding on.
All right, enough.
We got to just play that on a loop all summer long.
Well, you can. Just let me be on vacation all summer long. You can play it all day if you'd like.
The Cubs do. They won.
6-4, the Cubs. Want to make sure, it's clear, just for the audience. Opening day, non-playoff team on their way. Today, playoff team. Is that what you're saying this morning?
I have 10 days of perspective.
Uh-huh. It took 10 days to be swayed.
See?
Against
that young man wearing a Cubs hat walking by.
That's because he's homeless. but nonetheless, I just want you to know he found that someplace in a dumpster, I'm sure. 6-4 through 10 games. Now you have them as a playoff team. Swanson healthy?
I think he's okay.
Okay.
I think he was a little stressed from his wife had surgery yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 hits. He's got 3 games with 4 hits already.
Well, I'll just tell you again with my perspective is that the Cubs are on the way, not this year, but they're on their way. What you like, though, is that in the early season is that you have belief. I like Nico Hoerner at the top of the lineup, especially as baseball has redefined itself with stolen bases and getting on base. I mean, on base percentage has always been a thing, but getting on base, having a guy at the top that can give you 2-for-4 with 3 runs, that's exactly what you're looking for, a guy at the top of the lineup. I like Swanson being there at 2. I like Ian Happ on this team. But when the team is good, there won't be a Trey Mancini. Probably won't be a Bellinger. So take all the wins you can right now because hopefully there'll be momentum for next season. A nice job, though, against a woebegone Mariner ball club, but 4-8. But I would just tell you, Cap, that, again, not to take the win out of your sails, but I'm just going back to your original thought of the Cubs maybe being ready in 24. But you have changed that thought as the Cubs now are in the playoffs.
Cody, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
My extensive experience watching this.
Ah, extensive.
There are moments in time in a season that galvanize a clubhouse.
Hmm.
This was one of those moments.
Game 10.
Yes. Trey Mancini even said.
Game 10.
Now when you're down and it's the dog days, you go, we can come back. Doesn't matter. 8th, 9th, 2nd. We can come back. We know we can do it because we've done it. Yeah. Hoodie. Come on now.
Fouled away off to the right.
Down 7-0 and you go, whoa. It's 8-7 Cubs. 9-7 Cubs. Win it. 14-9 recap coming up. Oh, I was bouncing off the walls taping that thing.
One. In the air. Left field. And the Cubs lead. Oh, baby.
Had to be an exciting game of Book. Shambi got excited. Very rare.
Wow.
We move now to David Ross, the manager for the Chicago Cubs. You've got an old baby. That means things are looking good on the north side. Out of the slumber in the booth. Hey, look at the Cubs are winning. Let's put the stats down for a second.
I love Boone.
Let's put the honeymooners jokes down for a second. Let's take a look. This Cubs team's winning. How about that?
And it reminded me of something. I think David Ross, too.
Actually, you know, Jay Carr brought up, like, Seattle here in 16, right? Like, John Lester squeezes to win the game, right? Some of those comeback stuff, and we needed that. That's one of those, like, you start having these types of wins throughout the year, and good things happen because you build that confidence. You are in close games. You don't give away at bats early. Pitcher doesn't have his night, and the offense picks him up. That's a sign of a good team.
2-2. He gets the bunt down. Runner coming home. Cubs win! With 2 strikes on him, Lester gets a bunt down to score the winning run here in the 12th.
Take that!
Bigger moment than yet last night, clearly, because it was John Lester out of nowhere.
But that was early in the 16 season when we were building a champion.
Uh-huh. Like now, right?
Oh, I'm not telling you we're going to win the title.
Hold on a second. Playoff team. You get in the playoffs, you try your luck. You never know what's going to happen when you get in the postseason.
Hoodie, it's one batter, one pitch, one out at a time.
Playoffs?
That's the way you do it. One batter, one pitch, one out at a time.
That's fine, but you started off talking about the playoffs. It's not one batter. You've erased all that right to October. That's what you've told everybody this morning. 10 games in, here we come. Dirty Cardinals, take that. Huh?
Damn Cardinals came back last night.
Well, I understand that,
Hopefully
Captain.
We get another game ahead of them.
Can we just see, can we just take a look, maybe, I don't know, a couple months sample? See where the Cubs are?
No, because we might not be as elated as I am this morning.
No, we'll be swimming in a bathtub of Bears talk by then.
Yes,
that's the problem. I like the excitement of the game, and I like that it's first of all beautiful night for baseball. 78 degrees. It was the first time you didn't have to put on a coat or a parka to go watch a game. It felt great out there, and then of course the Cubs come back in grandiose fashion against the Seattle Mariners.
It's a good Mariner ball club. We held Julio Rodriguez in check again.
Oh, the old sandbagger. There we go. That's Lou Holtz.
That's a good race team. Be careful now. That's a good race team. They got a good quarterback.
You beat them 44-0.
Huh? And it's perfect that Norling is here.
Mm-hmm. He's always here.
Are you nervous that we may threaten that record start of the Tigers in 84?
You mean 10 years before I was alive? I don't care. It means nothing to me.
It was 35-5.
I know what it was.
Playing like we were last night. We're 6-4?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, run off another 29, we get the record.
I'm looking forward to 29-0. The next 29, not even the Rays are pulling that off.
Just telling you. Oh, baby. Here we go. Damn right, Jay Moore. Damn right. I gotta change my ringtone.
You got a screw loose this morning? What's going on here?
I'm in a good mood. I get to do this with you guys. Oh, it's awesome.
We got Flipper Kaplan back, Hood.
Bulls are getting ready to make a run to a title. I mean, come on.
All it took for this guy was 10 decent games to totally flip and say now they're going to the playoffs.
Show me some leg, baby. I'm in love. We didn't even go to bed yet. I just love the Gams. Take that.
That's what the Cubs. Cubs showed you a little leg, and now all of a sudden you're in love. Holy smokes. Folks, April Sports Radio, welcome to it. Coming up next, Cap is calling his shot. His Cubs are going to the playoffs. Is his head over his skis? 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Shayla's over the phone lines, and still to come, my thoughts about the White Sox. Holes in the defense again. On the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Wow.
The call's next.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Cap'n Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap is out of his mind about his Cubs team. Again, we circle back to Old Crow Smokehouse of Wrigleyville, right there in the shadows of Wrigley Field. And the last couple of seasons, Cap and I have started off the baseball season there. And we, with perspective, talked about what the Cubs have and what they don't have, and that it might take another year, maybe two, for the Cubs to get to where they need to be. 10 games later, Cap believes that they're on the way. Playoffs for the Chicago Cubs. True?
Here we go.
Yeah.
You seen that division?
I have. And we saw it on opening day, too. We said Cubs will be there in the middle of the pack. Like St. Louis, you always got to be wary of them, even though they're not to a great start. Milwaukee with their pitching. But definitely the Cubs would be better than the Pirates and the Reds. I think we agreed on that until this morning.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I think Corey here on Twitter who's a diehard listener, Corey Seacrest. Yep, we're starting to call this the Shohei Showcase.
Yeah, for what?
That we're for real.
For real what?
When he arrives here next year.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you pick the Cubs, Shohei? They're for real.
That I'm sure.
Seiya invited me.
I'm sure. In Japanese, he'll say, because they're for real. I'm sure. I'm sure that'll be the case.
In the air! Left field! And the Cubs lead! Oh, baby!
Oh, baby! I got your back, Boog! Oh, baby!
Awake. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. It's a reason to be excited. And then there's the flip side, Cap. My misery. As you well know, no series means more to me for the White Sox than the Twins.
And you get nervous before it.
I hate the Twins.
Yes.
Because they have been the hammer and the Sox have been the nail.
They're your Cardinals. My Cardinals.
Yes. More times than not, that has been the case. Mm-hmm. I liked the first game. Again, it just sloppy defensively in that first game, but the Sox were able to win. Yesterday shows you the lack of depth on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are missing Tim Anderson and the numbers, and Chris Kamka always has done a great job with the stats over the years.
Cruncher's the best.
He laid out on the broadcast a couple of days ago when Tim Anderson is not in the lineup, where the Sox are. And it is not as good. I mean, when he's in there, he is a straw that stirs a drink for this team. He's the leader of the team. And he might be out for 2 to 4 weeks. But on top of that, the third baseman, what did we talk about? We talked about key guys on opening day that you're going to keep your eyes on. One of your guys you're going to keep your eyes on was going to be Moncada.
Yep.
That's what you said. And I looked at this and said, boy, is this going to be the good year for Moncada? It still may be offensively, but when he's unavailable, it sucks. And because of that, when you don't have Moncada, well, who's your backup third baseman? Oh, you don't have one. You got Alberto.
Hanser Alberto. Hit a big three-run homer the other day.
How about last night? What was the big play for him last night?
Threw the ball away at the end of the game.
But then these jackaloons want to argue with me and talking about stats from 2023 about the team defensively. Oh, the Cubs are, well, the White Sox are at the top third percentile on errors this year. They're one of the better defensive teams in the league. We're through 10 or 12 games.
I knew you were going to be mad about that. I knew it.
This guy's going to tell me about the top level of yesterday. In yesterday's show, someone's going to tell me about how good the Sox are defensively. Ask me in July how good they're going to be defensively. But again, you have a backup as a third baseman, and so that happens yesterday. That happens. The issue with this baseball team is that the 4 and 5 out innings kill this ball club. And, of course, the starting pitching is not where it needs to be either. But, again, it's early in the season. That should be able to straighten out by the time we go through May and June. At least that's the hope. But if this ball club actually, as much as they talk, and I told you this before, nobody is the cock of the walk like the Chicago White Sox. They walk it. They talk it. They believe that they are just the best, right? Because they have confidence. It's great to be confident, but also you got to win in that confidence. You walk in your greatness once you're great. This whole thing where you got their shoulders back and their heads up is like, yeah, we're going to change the game. We're changing. You ain't changing nothing right now. Underachieving. Same thing. The same storylines that we talked about last year and the year before is rearing their ugly head again defensively. That's a problem.
White Sox manager Pedro Grifol joins us at 9 o'clock.
And we will discuss it with him. Like, this is, and he saw that probably from the other dugout too. It's like, boy, this team's talented, but boy, they play under their ability at times. Fair? Is that a fair analysis?
True. But now, let's also be honest here. Joe Kelly got injured jogging in from the bullpen during the fight. Groin injury. Injured list.
I wonder, is that part of his new book he's got out there? An extra chapter of him having a groin injury jogging? Put that in your book.
Okay, that's one. Moncada's back is tight. So he's out today. They're hoping he can play on Friday. He's not on the injured list yet. Hopefully he won't. T.A., knee injury. It's a problem.
As Shay Norling said, maybe this team is just cursed. Or maybe this team is just, again, it's not what we thought it was going to be. Again, long season, but it's not about necessarily the injuries for me at this point because these guys will be back. It's just that the in-game play defensively. That's a problem. There's plenty of offense on this team. But what are you going to do about it? That's my issue. As you gleefully talk about your win against the Seattle Mariners, I see this loss against the Twins. Any loss against the Twins bothers me. But when you throw the game away, it's the worst.
Now, you get a chance to win the series today.
Yes.
So go out and find a way. Who is it? Giolito? Mm-hmm. Gelato's pitching today?
Giolito against Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray's a beast.
Yep.
So. The only hiccup in his career was when he went to the Yankees. He just was not built for that market.
Skill the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Dirt is on the west side on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. All right, Dirt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing awesome, man. Got a playoff team over there at Wrigley.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, Cap.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm not making comparison in between the two teams. You see the energy that is sparking through your body this morning? Why can't you just understand... When we say the Bears is going to win seven games, don't see it. Don't see it. It's the same energy that you have, that we be having as a Bears diehard fan. Not comparing the two teams, but can you just give us that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all,
that word, but that's the same energy we have that you have.
Okay, first of all, that's a great name, Dirt. You sound like I want to have a beer with Dirt. Okay, that's A. B, I said... The highest I see them winning is seven.
You must have changed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Last year, I was the one saying, no. Take that stupid dolphin and choke him. Because I said the max I saw them winning was seven this year. Mm-mm. Last year, I picked them five trending downward, and everyone said, you're a hater. No, I was just I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that are saying 9-10 wins, Shane Norling, I don't see that. I don't. I don't think they've done enough with their O-line yet. Maybe they address it in the first round. Maybe they don't. Their defensive line is awful. Awful. So I don't see that. It's not me not having the energy for it. Dirt, when you tune in, would you rather I came on and said, hey, welcome in to Cap J Hoodie. The Bears are going to the Super Bowl. They're not there yet. Now, my Cubs, that's a difference.
No, and the Cubs are not going to the Super Bowl
either.
Thank
you, Dirt. Love you.
Yeah, they're not going to the Super Bowl either.
Probably not.
No, or the World Series. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Next year.
Well, that's actually more accurate. That goes along the lines of what you said opening day. Today, they beat the Mariners, come from behind.
That's a damn good Mariner club.
Let's go back to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In North Carolina, woo! Here's Jesus, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Jesus.
Jesus!
Cap and J-Hood, I mean, come on. We all knew Cap was going to do this. We all knew it. He does it with the Bears. He's going to do it when they go 3-0.
No, my friend.
Nope, you don't like the Bears that much. He's a baseball man. Go ahead.
He knows me.
Go ahead, Jesus.
We got seven guys already injured. All right. And we got Giolito and Lynn, who are horrible, horrible, killing this ball club. And I'm trying to figure out, is there some truth when Josh Donaldson called out Giolito with no more sticky stuff? Ever since then, he has not been the same pitcher. And I'm with you with the frustration. Are they going to be sellers or buyers at the All-Star break? And I'll take your comments offline.
Well, that's a great question, Jesus, and we appreciate the telephone call. It's a great question because I told Cap in this offseason, if Rick Hahn wanted to unplug some of these popular players on this Sox team, I had no problem with that. And that means if you weren't going to sign Abreu, okay. I felt the same thing about Aloy. I felt the same way about Giolito. Remember, I told you this in the winter. It's
you
like,
did.
It's, you know, because to me, baseball is not just marching in with the same 24, 25 guys or just changing a few guys off the bench or just finding a utility guy here and there. No, sometimes if you underachieve, you have to be able to make some changes that's better for the ball club to diversify your lineup. This is what the Cubs failed to do after winning this championship in 2016. They did not look at it after 19 or definitely after 18 and say, you know what, this isn't working, this whole formula we had, let's try to change it up a little bit. They didn't do that. Same thing with this White Sox team. The whole thing with the White Sox for Rick Hahn was, we just need to get healthy. We have the players. We just need to get healthy. Really? Really? So you didn't see the underachievement when they were healthy. right? But we just need to get healthy, and then we'll be able to run it back. Nobody runs it back like the White Sox or the Bulls. Right? I mean, there's one thing to be said about loyalty. Nothing wrong with loyalty, but also you got to be able to look honestly at your roster and say, I might like this guy. He might have a great family. He does some things, but you know what? We could upgrade this position, and it's okay to do that.
Let me ask you,
whether it's unpopular or not.
Let me ask you, the Sox savant. It's your team. Courses through your veins. Although I love your Bears hoodie today.
Never mind.
What is the weakness that you see in this team? And I'm going to go around the diamond real quick with you. I like your first baseman, young kid, Andrew Vaughn, very much.
Still to be determined.
If you're healthy, yeah. T.A. and Andrus, very solid up the middle. Mm-hmm. Moncada has talent. I never know if he can stay healthy.
Is up to up and down to be on this ball
club. Benintendi is a solid player in left field.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Robert's an MVP candidate.
That's a star of the team.
Oscar Colas looks the part.
So far.
I'm not crazy about your catchers. They're okay.
It's okay.
So your lineup is not a bad lineup there, man.
No, but I mean, when you talk about some of these players, though, Moncada's one of those guys. Now, someone will say, what are you going to get from Moncada? The point is, though, is that you've got to change out that spot because of inconsistency. You don't run it back and just say, well, we're just hoping if we click our heels and we close our eyes, we just and then cross our fingers, he's going to be healthy for the... No, because he hasn't been that all the whole time he's been with the White Sox. You don't hope. You try to put as much time into Moncada as possible. It's not working. Just not. Because he can't stay healthy. That sucks. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We see you on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. There's a lot of Cubs celebration here in the studio because through 10 games, Cap has his team in the playoffs. Meanwhile, the White Sox, right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Wow. Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. Another day and another extra innings game for Chicago baseball for the White Sox. They lost yesterday to the Twins despite a better outing from Lance Lynn, who allowed three runs. Luis Robert tied the game at three with a 400-foot bomb in the top of the ninth, but the Twins walked it off in the 10th for a 4-3 victory. The Cubs won an absolute barn burner at Wrigley Field yesterday, trailing 7-1 in the third. The Cubs put together eight runs in an eight-run inning that capped off by a Nelson Velasquez grand slam home run, 14-9, the victory for the Cubs over Seattle. The Lakers in play-in action, they defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 108-102 in overtime. Also, it was Atlanta over Miami by a score of 116-105. The Bulls will have their chance to advance in the play-in tournament tonight. They take on Toronto. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock. And as far as the White Sox are concerned, the White Sox take on the Twins. That's 11:30 pregame and a noon start right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10. Then Mike Greenberg steps in from 10 to 11:30 right into White Sox baseball as they take on the Twins. 11:30 pregame and a noon start. Waddle and Sylvie after the Sox game. Abdallah on the Black and Abdallah Show 6 to 8 right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here on ESPN 1000. Okay, that's a fine.
That's a fine. I got money. That getting a little rainy in here. A little leak.
Yeah.
You guys raining on our parade. Thank you, Robbie, for the line on Twitter. Raining on our parade.
Who's
great comeback last night. And I don't hear the same level of, wow, Nelson Velasquez hits a home run. Oh, baby.
Who are you talking to?
All of you.
Who's all of yous?
You.
Who? Who are you talking to?
You.
What do you mean?
I don't hear you bouncing off the walls knowing we're going to send Eric Ostrowski and Brendan from upstairs. Danny's going to dispatch them to do a site survey. Where are we doing our playoff shows in Wrigley?
Go pound sand.
Oh, good. Playoffs? Looking ahead to 2024 already?
I mean, what are you talking about?
There's a dollar for Bernie's book bank.
Okay, that's fine.
Turn my mic on.
Okay, well, that's fine, Kevin. Like, what do you mean, you guys? Oh, no, I'm not raining on your parade. I'm just quoting what we talked about on opening day. Is that raining on your parade? I'm actually the person that listens on the show. I listen to what you have to say.
Wow.
So I heard what you said. Should I just hide that, sweep that under the rug? Cap never said that. I would say that, but again, the podcast is available, so people can go back and listen to your prediction. 312-3-
deleted that.
Exactly. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. I'm happy for my friend.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Don't cast aspersions on me. I'm happy for my friend. I just know what you said originally, and we're going to stick with that.
I'm allowed to...
Huh? You're allowed to what?
Evolve?
10 games in. Let's go back to the phone lines. Sam in Arlington Heights on ESPN 1000. All right, Sam.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Awesome.
I'm all right.
Thanks, Cap. Yeah, I love how the Cubs are winning these. My concern so right now is Hayden Wesneski. I was told throughout this offseason, through the spring training, he's one of the best pitchers we've ever seen. We stole him from the Yankees. Supposedly he's going to be like an ace. Two starts in, he's already control issues.
Okay.
Should I be worried at this point, or is it just, or am I just being overreactionary? Thank you, and I'll listen to what you have to say.
Okay, couple things. I don't think anyone in town called him an ace.
No.
I don't think anyone said that this was the second coming of Christy Mathewson from 1907.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
You might have called him an ace during the ascension last year.
Oh!
You may have. We'll have to check the tape, but you may
I
have
never
had
used
these,
the word ace for him.
You may have had one of these screw loose days where you were a little high and mighty coming in after a nice start.
Drunk.
And you threw out the A word. You may have had that. If anyone in town called him an ace, it's the guy in the lime green pullover in front of me this morning.
I like the Sprite in you.
It's not a pullover. It's a jacket.
Oh, my apologies.
I like to pour you into my drink. Go ahead.
I don't think I ever used the word ace.
No.
If he has a really good start next week, I might revise that earlier statement.
No, you will not, because you'll say, I never said it. He's an ace. Here we go. No shot. Not going to let you do that.
He was awful last night. That's just a fact. He was awful.
What I said about him, recalling from our opening day broadcast, is that, boy, he had a really good spring.
He did.
And I said, boy, this is a guy, if he's anything, he can really help you out in a pinch as a starter. Again, not the ace, but again, a very viable arm. That's why, because I was impressed with him from just a few games I saw from him in spring training.
So, and fair. Dansby Swanson was horrific in spring training.
Yes, he was.
Offensively.
Yeah.
And now a four-hit night. He removed himself from the ball game when he felt tightness warming up for the sixth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Threw a ball over to short, went, or from short to first, and went, okay, I'm out. Tightness, everyone, oh boy, oblique. But it sounds like multiple sources, my friends at Bleacher Nation just posted, that he was dealing with, he hadn't had anything to eat or drink. He was at the hospital at 4 a.m. His wife, Mallory, had surgery yesterday for her torn patellar tendon from Team USA soccer.
Mallory.
And Mallory had her surgery yesterday, and he was there all day and went right to the ballpark. Didn't really eat or drink and might have just had a cramp.
312-332.
Might have dodged a bullet, Dansby.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Robert in Green Bay, Wisconsin, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hello, Robert.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Cap. You can be happy right now because it's only 10 games in the season. Let's worry about when it's July and August when the Cubs are just not going to pan out. You guys got a good team right now, but you got to worry about injuries and just like the White Sox.
You're no fun.
I'd rather have the injuries now than later.
You're absolutely no fun. None. Go for a spin out on Lake Winnebago, chill out, and then revise your really lousy opinion there. Take that.
Wayne in downtown
Love
Chicago
you, Robert.
On ESPN 1000. Hi, Wayne.
How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing awesome, Wayne.
Not so good, Wayne. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm doing great. I'm going to give you guys a little perspective. I'm kind of upset at both of you all. First of all,
stand in line.
Cap,
stand in line, Wade.
Our wives are at the front of it.
Yeah, but you can stand in line.
Because Cap is a Cubs fan. I mean, enough said there. And in fact, they get excited about any little thing. And it's a long season. And Hood, you know, the fact is the White Sox have played the defending champs, Houston Astros, San Francisco Giants, and now are playing the Minnesota Twins, right? All three very good teams. And, you know, just a little perspective, they're playing good teams. Now, when it comes to the injuries, I have a thought on that, I think, and no one ever talks about it, but going through a pandemic and COVID, I think that there's after effects when it comes to that. And I know Moncada had COVID and had it bad, actually. And I think that once they do analysis, I think you'll find out there are after effects from COVID, people who've had COVID, and that's why injuries have been up years after the pandemic. But give me your thoughts, guys.
Okay, well, so what's your problem? Like, I've said that Moncada, Cap, who else has told you that he has not been the same guy since COVID?
Jonathan J. Hood.
And that's injuries or ineptitude. Either way, Moncada just hasn't been the same guy since COVID. So we've talked about that. So what is the issue? I mean, what I'm saying is you're saying they're playing good teams. Sox are not a good team? And why aren't they a good team?
They're a good team. But, again, it's early in the season. We got a rookie manager. He's got to feel his way through this team, especially with the bullpen. And he'll get there. It's 10 games into the season. And, they've been competitive. I think that the pitching hasn't early on, but that'll straighten out. You see that straightening out.
Okay.
So I think just give it a little time.
Okay. Wayne, you might be a first-time listener to the show, or maybe you've listened a lot of times. It's your first time calling. Let me show you understand something. Like, we are covering pro sports on this show, professional sports, meaning that we do not look at our teams like we look at what's going on in the IHSA. Okay, we're not covering the Sika East. Okay, we're not covering and putting the high school, opinion on a pro team. Well, it's a long season. Just give it time. Rookie manager. It's Chicago. So when a team is underachieving, we're talking about it. When a team is winning, as we can hear this morning, we're talking about it. But the idea that we just, even though they've underachieved all these years, we'll just sit back in the rocking chair and we'll just wait until September to see what happens. That's not how it works in this city. It doesn't work that way. The team's underachieving, we're talking about it. When the team is better, we're talking about that as well. But the idea that it's just like, well, it's Pedro Grifol and, the whole thing with COVID. What? I mean, all I'm doing is what Rick Hahn is saying. If you notice very closely, he says that it's go time. He says tune in.
Correct.
I'm tuning in, and I don't like what I'm seeing through 12 games. How about that?
Fair enough.
We got to stop in this city looking at our teams like we look at our high school teams and our kids. Well, we'll go get them tomorrow. Screw tomorrow. How about getting on a run, get on a heater? That's what I'm talking about.
They do not do that in Boston, New York, Philly. And we got to hold them to the same freaking standards.
I'm holding the Sox to Rick Hahn standards. How about that? Rick Hahn standards.
Agreed.
I'm pretty much regurgitating what he's saying. Rick, that the team should be ready to go, and it's not.
Rick's a great friend of the show, and he said last week, it's go time. Tune in. Let's go.
The craziest baseball game in Chicago yesterday, and it wasn't at Wrigley Field. I'll explain next on Cap and J-Hood.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Here's Kaplan, and he takes a strike at a 2-1. The ball's a strike to count to Kaplan. Gould in the stretch. The 0-1, cute foul. Count now, no balls and two strikes to count to Kaplan. 24 runs, 19 hits, 2 errors for UIC. 11 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Northwestern. There's a pitch. Cued foul right behind home plate. No balls and two strikes to count to Kaplan. 0-2 is in and over for strike 3. Take that. Kaplan goes down looking.
Absolutely froze Kaplan at the plate there. The lefty didn't agree with that call, but an outstanding fastball in the bottom half of the zone there from Gould.
Kaplan striking out again. This time at the Northwestern game against UIC yesterday.
I wasn't even there, and I don't hit lefty.
24-20 was the final. UIC over Northwestern on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What was that kid's name?
Kaplan.
What's his first name?
You heard him.
What's his first name?
David. 312-332-3776, our phone number. So, Cap, yesterday... By the way, nobody employs a Kaplan like Northwest. This is the second Kaplan that I've covered. I've covered UIC baseball for 8 years. This one's Marty Kaplan.
My just
yes. No. So
Santa Monica, California, yeah. Harvard Westlake High School. You know who went there? The pitching rotation was Lucas Giolito, Max Fried, and who was the third guy? Flaherty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm at the
one for three.
So I drive to Evanston yesterday. For my first time ever in my career, doing a road game for baseball. And it happened to be at Northwestern. Great facility at Miller Park in Evanston. Wild game. Northwestern starts off leading 4-0 after one. Oh, God, it's one of those games. Wind's blowing out, so there's always an opportunity.
And you have a good team.
Good team, wind blowing out, 78 degrees, perfect day for baseball. But we're already down 4-0. All right, here we go. We score 14 in the top of the second.
Oh, God.
14-4 after 1.5. 14. We batted around three times in the second. So I think it was maybe 28 batters came to the plate, 29, jeez, something like that, in the top of the second. 14 in the top of the second. We score another 8 in the top of the third. And you think, oh, boy, 14 plus 8 is?
22.
22-4, right? Northwestern scores 7 in the bottom of the fourth.
22-11.
Yeah, and it just keeps going on and on from there. Northwestern scores another 6 in the bottom of the eighth.
22-17.
They score 2 in the ninth.
22-19.
Now we're getting, they scored 1 in the seventh, so it ends up they get 20 runs and still lose.
Damn.
We win 24-20. A crazy ball game. Crazy ball game. And of course, a million home runs being hit. And again, on a great day like that, warm, wind blowing out, it's amazing. So the game started at 3:30. It's around 7 o'clock, and I'm looking around the ballpark. I go, boy, you know, it's starting to get dark. It looks like sunset's going to be around 7:25. There's no lights here at Miller Park. Like, oh God! Like, somebody wrap this game up because you don't want this game to be suspended after all these runs, all these highlights, Cap. You don't want it to be like, yeah, sorry, suspended because of darkness. I'm like, this beautiful ballpark didn't have lights. The Big Ten, they play all day games. I did not know that until I got to the ballpark yesterday.
The Cubs of 1970?
Seriously. Beautiful ballpark, but, I mean, a crazy game. Look at that line score. Look at that line score. I mean, 24-20. And so our guys.
24-19-3 with 10 left on.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit better than 20-17-1 with 9 left on.
Crazy. So that was it's a career highlight.
Insane.
It's a career highlight for me because I never called a game, first of all, that long and that many runs. So hats off to Sean McDermott, who's a big listener of ours, by the way, the head coach for the UIC Flames. Listens every morning as he drives in.
Love that.
I know. He sent
Thank
me,
you, Coach.
He sent me a text yesterday, Cap, after the game. He had to be on the bus going back to UIC. He says, sorry about the long game. I know that your wife had supper ready. You were late for dinner because the game was so late. Sorry for the blank show that we put out there yesterday.
Wow.
it certainly was at 24-20.
It writes down as a W.
It does.
That will be one you'll always remember.
Shay?
You were calling a baseball game and a football game broke out.
It really did. It really did. And there was Northwestern fans on Twitter joking that, you know, Northwestern's baseball team scored 20. Why can't the Cats football team?
I saw one say UIC finally got a football program scoring 24.
I saw that, too.
How about that?
It was just a fun day, Cap.
You brought me the game notes here.
Well, Cap, you don't you go to the ballpark thinking, hey, it's a warm day, wind's blowing out, it's going to be a good day. You just don't expect, what, 44 runs.
Holy bleep.
14 runs at the top of the second. Never seen anything like that.
And the new assistant over at Northwestern is former White Sox outfielder Brian Anderson. That is my correct. Guy. That Love him.
Yeah. So a fun day yesterday. But again, there was highlights and there was fireworks at Wrigley, but not like it was at Miller Park in Evanston. So much fun. No lights in the place. Put some lights on in there. Beautiful. Of course, it's a beautiful facility, right? Of course, it's a beautiful facility at Northwestern.
Yeah, those fireworks going off.
Yeah. Football, basketball, the new Welsh Ryan, which you can see in right field, by the way. You can see the building. Welsh Ryan Arena. Our guys are trying to hit that building in right field. They were trying to hit it with that wind blowing out. But great facility and a great game. But, my God, 4 hours in the darkness. It's crazy. Coming up, we got Shot or No Shot. That is in 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.